Congressman Mark Meadows is chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations and recently hosted a hearing on the worst places to work in the federal government. And writing on federalnewsradio.com under the title, "We Need to Address Deep Systemic Problems to Improve Federal Workforce Morale." Mr. Chairman, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You write in this op-ed, "Many federal agencies have deep systemic problems that are hampering employee success." What are you seeing? How is that manifesting itself in the work that you're doing, not only in the committee, but that your staff is doing and working with leaders across government? Thanks for your time today, sir.
Noel, thank you. It's a pleasure to join you. I think for me, what I've been finding is the vast majority of federal workers are great, dedicated folks. And there's a real frustration among many of them on some of the areas that they see as unfair. And I think it comes back to fairness. When you've got somebody that's working very hard and just going the extra effort, and yet you have maybe a coworker that everybody in the department knows that they're not putting out the top performance, and yet they get the same bonuses, same pay, and everything else, it's a real demotivator. Now, it's very easy to focus on low morale, and that's not something that I think is anything that I want to do or Ranking Member Jerry Connolly wants to do. But ultimately, it is about trying to make sure that we create a workplace that's safe, efficient, and fair. And if we can do that by listening to those that are closest to it, I'm hopeful that we can make some real good changes.
I wrote on federalnewsradio.com about the affirming the positive things that are going on in government. You've indicated a willingness to do that, and that would be a dramatic turnaround from at least the perception that a lot of federal employees have about the Republican caucus, especially in the House right now, Mr. Chairman. Do you are you finding fellow Republicans who you think might be willing to engage, even if it's an informal caucus, in kind of a coalition of folks that are dedicated to good government performance?
I believe that there are a lot more on the Republican side than what is believed to be the case. But I also recognize, and you're spot on with your analysis, I also recognize that the vast majority of federal workers believe that the Republicans are their enemy. Part of that are budget cuts, shutdown, you name it, all of that that has come up that still feeds into that narrative. But I can also say, I'm a business guy. I had hundreds of employees that have worked for me over the years, and the greatest asset that I had as a business guy were my employees. And some of the greatest friendships I had actually were people that worked with me. And so we need to start doing that, not only from the Republican standpoint, but I do know that Jerry Connolly and I have maybe very different political views on a number of issues, but on this particular issue, we believe that we can listen to those that are closest to it, find real solutions, and then start to change the confidence of the American taxpayer in that they recognize how strong and how great a federal workforce we have.
Calling that attention to that has been a challenge for the agencies. Obviously, they don't want to appear like they're either blowing their own horns or wasting money promoting the work that they're doing. Some of the employee unions have tried to do that with limited success because they understand they're coming at it from potentially a perspective that people would see as biased. Where do you think the best place is for that information to come from, to get out to your constituents, to the constituents of your 434 other colleagues on the House side, the 100 members of the Senate, for them to understand that the federal workforce is performing service? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it has problems, but overall, the whole point is to provide good service to the citizen.
Well, it has to start each and every time that we go back home. It did with me. I was sharing, and one of the advantages of having someone like myself who's been critical of inefficiencies in the federal government is that they know that I will be willing to call something out. At the same time, it has unbelievable credibility when I go back home and say, let me just tell you, this may be a problem, but the hundreds of thousands of people that every day are dedicated to making sure that our nation is secure, that we collect the taxes or whatever the case may be, that we keep our air clean, the vast majority of them work just work their hearts out. In fact, in Washington, D.C., it is extremely difficult to, I know with my staff, for them just to be able to make ends meet on what we pay them. It's an expensive city to live in. So we've got to do a better job of that. There will be some pain in the short run, though. In order to fix anything, you got to know where you're sick. And even in spotlighting some of the things where we say the worst places to work, it's more putting a spotlight on how we can progress from being at the bottom, even if they make it up four or five ranks there. And so there may be a little pain in the short run, but in the long run, I think that they'll have some great advocates on both sides of the aisle.
I noted in the commentary that I wrote that I referenced earlier that right now you don't have a best places to work in government hearing scheduled. Can we expect to see in your subcommittee some focus on some of the really positive things that are going on, and especially from a best practices perspective, so hopefully those efforts can be replicated at other agencies and scaled?
Well, as part of the hearing, a lot of people that followed that, we tried to show some of those best practices, and draw the difference. Now, the truth of the matter is more people would love to hear bad news than good news, and so good news doesn't sell in this city as quickly as bad news does. But what we are going to do is we're trying to work out a congressional recognition for those agencies that treat their employees and listen to their employees and empower their employees to make decisions, and hopefully have some kind of congressional recognition. I know a number of agencies are ready to go in, and when they're giving awards, I want to be there as a member of Congress. And if I've got just a minute, I'd love to share a story where I've actually called a number of people that have helped constituents back home, and one of the ones that I remember the best is I called a lady that had worked for Social Security for over 30 years out of Atlanta, and I called her and I just said, "This is Congressman Mark Meadows. I want to just say thank you for the job you've done. You've not only helped my folks." Well, she pulled over on the side of the road and started crying and said it was the first time in over 30 years a member of Congress had ever called. Well, shame on us. We need to do a better job of that, and I'm committed, as I know Jerry Connolly is, to doing that.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you very much for your time today, and I look forward to continuing this dialogue because I'm sure that a lot of people in my audience will be encouraged by the positive tone that you're striking about the work the federal workforce does.
Well, please thank them for their work, and it was good to join you today.